The Hidden Node for August 11th, 2014. The Dog Days of Podcasting, episode 12, I think. Yes. So, today was, back to work, all the fun of that. Big highlight, changes to the story I'm working on. How do I put this? I'm going to go into details of the story, just at least side commentary, basically. You know, I love when stories I'm working on go a completely different angle than what the outline was, because the character cares more about this than what I think they would have cared about. So, let's leave it at that. It's still in the first couple of chapters, so not a story I want to share yet until it's a little bit more closer to actually having a draft done. Other good news today, though, got back to the pool. Me and Patty had, kind of skipped out on the pool this last week, just various things we were going through, and we, just kind of stayed out of it. I don't really want to talk about the kind of big effects everybody in the who's a fan of comedy world news. Mostly because, one, like many of you, I'm sure, Robin Williams passing definitely has an emotional impact on me from my past and childhood, but also, I don't want to go into details, but there is relation in terms of suicide with a family member of my past. So, I'm not going to go into anything more than that, but just, yeah. Okay, so, lighter notes. Today's theme, which is good, because it kind of goes to a family thing. Okay, so it's listed as GTA Vice City and College Money. So, it's kind of a mixed topic, and this actually ties into the second episode. Tomorrow's episode. I should say that this episode is probably where we start talking more about the social aspects of things in a more direct, this is actually how things really cause social connections between friends and relatives and online connections. This one not so much in the way of online connections, mostly in local connections. So, just to kind of confirm, excuse me. So, Grand Theft Auto Vice City. The game itself was pretty cool, pretty fun, you know, pretty much GTA game. You know, awesome 80s music, great stuff. It's not the game itself that I want to talk about, but what the game meant to me. Now, at this time, Grand Theft Auto Vice City came out, when did it come out? I pulled up the page just to get it. Okay, yeah. It came out in fall of 2002. 2002 is kind of an interesting time, because that game kind of had an impact, on my life pretty closely. So I didn't get to go to college immediately after high school. Things were kind of weird. How do I put this? Well, basically, immediately before high school ended, kind of the fall of my senior year, 2000, a couple things happened in my house that kind of changed things a bit. Pretty much kind of started me, really kind of shoved me into the course I am now. And even though I've made my corrections since then, I'm still kind of a little bit on that course. I think I'm kind of fight away at the momentum. Fall of 2000, my father managed to lose his our childhood home. through his action, or more likely his inaction, things didn't go well for us financially. And there's a lot there. A lot of choices made over 10, 20 year period that had consequences. And so, because of that, we had certain financial issues that happened, highly impacted me and my brothers. Now, by this time, Lyle had already gone to college and had, dropped out. David had not gone to college yet. In fact, he had actually dropped out of high school a few years before. And I believe my senior year, he also finished up his GED, I want to say. Because in 2002, we got up to college together. We didn't share a dorm, but we were on the same floor. I cannot remember the name of the University of New Orleans kind of primary residential halls. UNO has two residential halls. I don't know if they still do, but they did at the time. One which was kind of a big kind of apartment kind of dorms. Well, not really big, but the building itself was big. But it was all apartment dorms. So basically, you had this one room you shared with one other person, and then a conjoined bathroom between two rooms. And a decent sized closets in there. So me and David were on the same floor. He was just a little bit up one. I didn't really spend too much time in my dorm room. Mostly I spent most of my time in Dave's dorm room with him and... Oh shoot, what was his roommate's name? It's bad that I can't remember his name because I probably hung out with his roommate more than Dave hung out with his roommate. But... What had me in there a lot of times was Dave had a PS2, had GTA 3, and at one point eventually got GTA 4. Or GTA Vice City, sorry. And just spent a lot of time in there just gaming, just hanging out, playing the PlayStation, chatting with his, roommate, and, had, in general, a pretty good time, I think. It was kind of a bonding thing between me and my brother. To be fair, I don't know, at the time, and I guess even now, to a degree, I wasn't as attempting to be as social as I try to be. And in fact, nowadays, I actually have to try to do a concerted effort to be social, even with my coworkers. Oddly enough, excepting my first year at Dragon Con, at conventions, I don't have this problem. At conventions, I chat, I talk, I'm there, I'm like... I got nobody to go out to lunch with. Hey, this guy's in line by himself. Hey, let's go share a table. But in life, outside of conventions, not really. I'm kind of a shy, aloof person. So college kind of defined that a bit for me. The one semester I had of it, I'll share with how I messed up college in a few minutes, probably. But. David's PlayStation and spending time with him gaming, it helped bring me closer to him, and he gave me something to connect with there. Now, granted, by the time that semester was over, we had started to make new friends. He had already had a group of friends, but I hadn't really been close to them at the time. Not really until, kind of the last days of the semester. And... I'm realizing I'm completely messing up my time scale. Because GTA 5, Vice City would not have been out when we were in college. No, because we went spring 2002, because summer 2002 was when I messed up things. So my memory's kind of suspect right now, apparently. Because I must be remembering further times of GTA Vice City. Because I still know I played it mostly on David's PS2, but I guess it was mostly GTA 3 I played on his PS2. Oh, right. No, I remember now. We were talking a lot about the upcoming game. But not the game itself. Go me. My memory. Anyway, the reason why I know that it had to be the spring and not the summer, and I know it wasn't 2003 when we went to college, because the summer was where I messed up college. Long story short, I signed up for summer classes, and I didn't go to them. And I failed that semester, and I could no longer get financial aid. And, yeah. I was dumb. Would not make that choice again if I could. Would have stayed in college, and... But, you know, that's... 12 years ago now? So... You can't really fault me for something, you know... Well, you can fault me for something I did a third of my life ago, but... At this point, it's... It happened. Now we go on. So... The thing is, though, what caused me to mess up college was actually social connections. Like I said, by the end of the semester, we had made new connections with people, new, you know, relationship and friendships and all that, and one of those was the group of Dave's friends from high school, and them growing into adults-ish kind of things, and, well, I'm trying to go into this lightly. Well, I basically spent all my summer with them. I basically spent a weekend at a friend's house on the North Shore of Lake Pontchartrain. Exposed my friends to Shadowrun and spent the summer playing Shadowrun at home with them. And yeah, it was stupid. It was, you know... Do I regret those memories nowadays? No. Not at all. But I regret my financial choices from then. I regret not getting a degree, mostly because that stuff would help now. And I like to think that I might have had a bit more motivation to get my writing started sooner had I been in college longer than how it's kind of, you know, suffering now from having to compete, you know, with my time doing the day job and, you know, trying to relax after a day's work. So, yeah. Fun. This has been a uplifting episode, hasn't it? But, you know, still. 2001, 2002 for me gaming. While it led to mistakes in terms of my life and financial status, it still brought me good memories. Time with my brother. Time with his friends, who became my friends. And tomorrow we go into that a little bit more. It's still going to be a bit of a story of spending too much time gaming. In fact, I'm going to be honest with you. For the next couple of episodes, we're talking about the time period from 2001 to 2005. This is not a good time period in my life. A lot of good things happened to me then. I had a lot of good friends then. But as far as my development as a person and developing as an adult, I don't necessarily think I did really good during that period. And it all ties into the gaming and the virtual worlds, because in the end, the virtual worlds I seem to be wasting so much time in would actually be the key to getting me out of that endless cycle. So, we're almost there. You know, it's... Well, like I said, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14... Yeah, 15th. The 15th will be the final day I talk about kind of pre-2004... up to 2005 stuff where I get to the Catalyst of Change. And the Catalyst of Change is, it's pretty hard like a hammer. Pretty hard like a hammer. So, I'm going to head off now. You know, I feel like there's something more I should say, but I feel like I've seen some of the words from other people. And I think in my current state of mind, there's other people who can do a better job of saying those words than I can. So, with that, bye-bye.